Get set.
Okay. Take the lead, they say. Start the show. Bring Lagos in. After a break, that was very eventful. 2 days felt like a whole year with everything that happened over the weekend. And I cannot even lie that I don't even know where to start the show from this morning. In fact, there is a prep, there is a direction, there is a plan on what our conversation would be. But with each year now, just remember everything that is happening. And it became a challenge to know where do we take her from.
I think the best way or the best way to start is from the song you just played.
Okay.
The fact that Burna Boy and of course the Wizkid, also Tiwa Savage, has been celebrated.
Yep.
Over the weekend. It's amazing how yep. our very own Burna Boy won a Grammy Award.
Yeah, I mean.
Best Global Music Award. I mean, album rather.
The celebration, it's from very many angles. Okay, now you talked about Burna Boy.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about the Kutis.
Okay.
Show Kuti and Maid or Made Kuti, who also won the award. And you mentioned Tiwa Savage also on Wizkid.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about them because just about a month ago, towards the early this year, we had an exclusive in chat with Femi Kuti and the son, Made Kuti, won the Grammy, which of course we'll find time to air. It was an exclusive revealing chat. He was talking about the plans he's got to go out, do an album with the son and all that. And I was just saying, okay, do I start from there? Where do I start from? And then he just put me in a state of confusion. But thank God you came in to rescue.
To rescue? Anyways, I don't know why I'm stuttering, but
yeah.
I'm actually speechless.
Okay.
But I celebrate with them. I celebrate hugely with them. And I'm sure that a lot of Burna Boy fans, Wizkid fans, in fact, We're all happy. We're all happy for them.
Yeah, we're all happy for it, no doubt. But
it's a big deal, actually. I mean, I saw the video of him screaming and shouting and, you know, I also saw behind the stage, behind the scene, his family, and how excited all of them were. I mean, it's such a big deal. I'm proud.
We're all proud, the entire African continent, from Cameroon to Nigeria to Malawi to Congo to South Africa.
Absolutely.
To Libya, to Egypt, to every black.
That's right. And there's something.
On the surface of the earth.
There's something he said, no matter where you're from, like this is a pointer to the fact that no matter where you're from, no matter the color, no matter the race, right?
Yep.
Stay grinding, stay doing your thing, and one day you will be recognized.
I mean, a lot to talk about this gentleman.
That's right.
I remember when some experts in the industry, and I'm glad to be one of those that came out to speak that Burna Boy is underrated. In fact, many years ago, he was underrated.
He proved everybody wrong.
The so-called, let me not go and enter trouble, but the so-called powers that be in the industry at the time, you know, didn't give him they didn't give him the face. Proud is rude. I'm like, separate
he's
the talent.
Add like 50 more shoulder pads.
I'm telling you.
Today I'm wearing a top that feels like it has shoulder pads. I wish I could put 50 more inside.
And I'm wearing a jacket that has a pad too. So we're all working tall and high as African giants.
That's right.
To celebrate the victory. especially those Nigerians who have won the awards and also every other African that won the Grammy Award this time.
That's right. Also, over the weekend, we celebrated Mother's Day.
Yep.
So shout out to all the mothers. I hope you had a time to celebrate your mom, to call her and tell her thank you for being a mother. I think that first, before every other thing.
That's right.
Because it takes a whole lot to have a child or human being growing inside of you for 9 months. Not to talk of the contraction, apart from the first trimester, second trimester, third trimester, that comes with its own baggage.
Yeah.
And then, you know, having to go through the labor. After that, the sleepless nights when the child is born, training them through school. We're not even talking about the developmental
stage.
You know, these are a lot. And then you're all grown up right now. You're big. I mean, just call and say, just grateful. Just be grateful for her. Say thank you that you saw me through.
That's right.
You were there for me.
That's right.
You brought me to this earth. Thank you.
I mean, that's one aspect that every man, when you think about that, about a woman, I think you should, you know, just shut up for a bit and just respect and place a woman where they're supposed to be.
That's right.
And give them the respect they deserve. Because an experience that, you know, you can't quantify it. You can't even explain it because you don't know what it feels like. And I have learned that, you know, the past 1 year of being a dad, for the first time in my life, I got to understand why women are kings, actually. So for mothers, we celebrate you.
We celebrate you. Also, if you're, I mean, there are people who are mothers of people, right? Who are, they're not exactly their biological mothers. I've mothered people who are not my child or children, rather. So, people in that category also fall under mothers, and they also should be celebrated.
That's right.
Yeah, if they have, you know, impacted your life one way or the other, just reach out to them and celebrate them this Mother's Day.
That's great. So we're still Mother's Day as far as concerned. In fact, for the next, every day should be Mother's Day, actually. but today we'll give you the opportunity to call on them and celebrate and also give shout out. Just call. Probably give us an update of what's going to happen in your Lungu, because whether Bonabo win award, Whiskey win award, or Mother Day's come or not, many things are happening.
That's right.
You know, we want to know how you guys survived. Those who did not have lights. How did you survive the heat? For how long did your journey work? Hey, you say who? I thought something.
You thought something, no? Now, for the past 1 week, I don't know if it is more, for the past 1 week, the whole of, I think, the island from Lekki v Victoria Island, Ikoyi, Aja, Axis, blackout.
For 3 days, so some fleets of mirrors.
Did you say 3 days? I said like a week thereabout. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been blackout the whole week.
Man.
And I don't know if it's still ongoing at the moment, if the situation is still ongoing at the moment, coupled with the fact that fuel price has increased. It's now 212, right?
So
people are now depending on that. How can we survive in this country, for God's sake?
For crying out loud. How can we have sense?
How can we survive? You say sense. How can we survive? For God's sake. For God's sake. No light for the whole 1 week. And that would mean we have to depend on fuel.
Yeah.
And now the filling stations are packed out with either cars or people with their gallons trying to get fuel. It's frustrating.
So I'm going to post something on my social media, which was a conversation I recorded with a black market fuel seller over the weekend.
Okay.
The guy was telling me, I said 5 liter, how much? I said 2.5. That's 500 naira per liter.
What?
I said 10 liters. I would say 5,000. I have a recording of that. And that's what I...
Because it was black market.
Yes, and someone was buying that. So a lot of people even bought fuel in black market because there was panic buying and you had to survive, no lights. And then guess what? To understand how much power is needed in our lives on a daily basis, do you know that number of estates and houses rely on the power to pump water? So people also
that
live.
Oh my goodness. That would mean we have to get fuel. That would mean if you don't have fuel or money to get fuel, there won't be water. You can't pump water, of course, because there's no power. That means you have to depend on either using sachet water to have your bath or going to the well. Now, if your well is not so clean, you have to go and get... Oh my goodness.
So
it is just too much.
So pure water sellers probably sold more.
And hike their price as well.
Yes, prices of pure water just you see you can see the multiplier effect of one little
it's inflation, that's what happens.
Hey God. Nigerians, Lagosians, we hail you.
You're doing well.
We hail you.
We're doing well.
You are doing very well.
You're doing well.
You're doing well. No, you deserve. You deserve accolades. In fact, I stand up for all of you.
We will survive.
You're doing well. So, you can forget about the worries now. Tell us about the gists, you know, how you survived. Don't come and complain, please. I'm not government. Are you government?
No. I'm not.
You're not. I'm government for the people.
I'm a broadcast journalist.
So, please, government can hear you through this platform, but we are not government.
Yeah, sure.
All right? So please, the idea is for us to know how you survived, and we have fun talking about this, and there'll be a platform for where you can talk about the problems and how to fix it, and government, you have that on this station, I can assure you.
That's right.
But that's what I want to know.
Yeah, not to forget that Family Talks will be coming up in just a moment as well. We have a very interesting topic. It's something that we gave a hint about that we're going to talk about this week.
Yep.
And trust me, I want to hear from you as much as I want to also share my experience.
Yeah.
Experience not directly from me, but, you know, relative still. But it's Family Talks. And we'll tell you the topic in just a moment.
That's all, Lee. We'll get into that. So call us on 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993.
And if you're a woman, do call us 01465-7190.
Uh-huh. If you're sending a WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-58005. Remember to scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
Yes.
Anytime you hear that, if you're at home, say cheers.
Cheers to life.
Absolutely.
That's right.
My baby.
Yeah.
You're the best mother.
On earth. What I tried to do?
And
what I tried to do, for God's sake?
I got this natural.
If you're not streaming, go straight on Facebook.
Right, yeah.
Stream us live and see what, Collins is trying to do.
I don't want you to lie. This is not a common flower.
I can't believe
it. It has a beautiful... No, it's not common. You can't see it.
Your mates are very bouquet.
Hello, please.
Collins went to please.
This is natural, fresh.
Grass.
This flower. This flower is still very much alive.
I can't
let you know
this.
That it was freshly plugged this morning.
It's grass now.
Lagos, you can see this. It's grass. If I give you a hand.
It's grass.
This is very expensive flower.
What do you mean? Buy me a bouquet.
I'll be a bouquet, but hold this one first.
What is this?
Smell this one first.
Hold this one first. I smell it. I just smell what cow must have dropped their dunk on. I don't understand.
Hello.
What's going on here?
Hello, please.
I mean,
accept my gifts.
No.
I will still do more.
I'm sorry.
I know, but...
Maybe
pass it. It's nice. You like it. I kept this. You know, for how many
what's
years?
What's nice about this?
Thank God.
It smells like
effery.
It's effery now.
I swear. Hello, please. Let's do the Wonder Cool.
This is effery.
Oh, well. Chai. Hi, Lagos.
Get me a good bouquet.
I will, but.
If you want to wish me a happy Mother's Day.
Chai.
We'll be right back.
Okay, yeah. So I should not sing.
Don't sing, please.
Can I talk
to you?
Would it be the same again?
No, that's worse.
Okay.
That's worse.
Yeah, Lagos, Nigeria. We're back again.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Cool, beautiful love song to celebrate women and mothers out there, especially this amazing, beautiful mother here. Who has refused to take my Africa? It's not Efiri.
Your Efiri that you gave to me.
Guys, let's talk to the
girls. If you don't know what Efiri means, Efiri means state leave.
State leave?
My husband caught state leave from the road and gave to me on Mother's Day. I can't believe this.
Oh, man. What else can an African man do to show love? Anyways,
understand.
No way. Okay. Bouquet.
We have a few people on the line already. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Odu Andrea.
What's up,
Odu Obi Teke?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. We did our best. We tried.
I only want to hear from
Adobe
Teke, not
Colin. Okay. Thank you. No, bro, it's okay. She and me at the end of the day.
As in it.
I miss you, and I die, you.
Hey, yeah, we miss you too.
We miss you too. We're back.
We're back. The family.
We're very fine. How is your
How
family?
How are you too?
Very well. The weekend was so dry.
Ah, man. It is well, though. Happy Mother's Day to you, though.
Honestly.
Sorry, don't.
On Friday, I won a family game show.
Okay,
so
you're the one.
To get my details.
When it went off, you're the person I asked to send send me a DM, right?
Yes, we were on it before the network.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're streaming, so if they are, someone would get your contact right now.
Yeah, someone should get your contact right now, I guess. those are screened calls. Khaled, oh no, man. Thank you, Khaled.
Yeah, someone's doing that.
Okay. We need to go on a break quickly and come back to the calls.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
All right, welcome back. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. And you're hanging out with the Techers on What's Up, Lagos. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke. And here's Collins. Teke.
That's right. Thank you so much for observing that prestige pause. It's 32 past 10. No, I don't like to talk that way. 28 minutes to the top of the hour.
Okay.
That's 28 minutes to 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful time to start our family talk for today.
That's right.
For those who are streaming us live on Facebook and YouTube, please, if you're not, you're missing a lot. There are things you're missing if you're not listening on radio.
You didn't see the flower, you know, the grass.
Please, it's not grass. Guys, you can check online. Oh, there's somebody to zoom this thing for me, please. I don't like you're insulting the. This is natural. This plant may not be available anywhere in the world.
Okay.
It might just be something.
All right, thank you.
This might just be like the fish.
With love.
This might be the fish. This might be like the fish that this guy's got. The fish this guy's caught that is worth millions of dollars, and they did barbecue with it.
Okay.
We might just be messing with another million of dollars. You don't know this plant.
Right, thank you.
We're in Africa.
It's received love.
So, guys.
For Mother's Day, thank you.
But I owe you a bouquet still. But guys, on Facebook, by the way, I was talking about you streaming on Facebook. Mm-hmm. There are a number of comments already. Someone is saying, please, just collect it now. I say that fly is very expensive, fool.
Okay.
And there are a lot of comments there on that. Very funny. And some people are wishing their moms happy Mother's Day. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But let's bring our family talk to the fore.
Today, let's talk the relationship with in-laws.
Uh-huh.
In-laws. The name in-laws will sometimes excite people or frighten people. So which side of the divide do you fall?
Big question.
Does it frighten you when you hear in-laws?
You will just drop your spoon. Like, if you just hear in-law, your spoon. If you're eating your spoon, just drop it. No mention of spoon. Wait till my eyes see.
Oh.
You know?
Or does it excite you whenever you hear in-laws?
Oh, my lovely in-laws. God bless my in-laws. God bless my in-laws. What side do you belong to?
What side of the divide do you belong? So that's what we'll be talking about today on the show. Want to also highlight the rules of in-laws. Yeah. What does it actually mean when you call a person your in-law?
Mm-hmm.
We also want to hear your experiences. I mean, last week we had a woman who called in. In fact, several women, not just one woman, called in, and then she shared her experience. In fact, she was crying on the show about how she's been traumatized, the way her in-laws treated her. And, you know, it's affected her children. It has gone to the extent where she's refused her children to have anything to do with her in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
That is, with her children's uncles and aunties from the father's side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a bad thing. We find this very common in Africa. I know that it happens all around the world. We talked about multicultural families, I think, last week. And we mentioned how some families get upset or not so happy when their family or when their sibling is trying to marry someone who's not from their tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when that individual goes ahead to get married, automatically they become an in-law to the other family members.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that they become related together through the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not a very good relationship. Sometimes the relationship, you know, is traumatizing. Sometimes the relationship is exciting. That's why I asked the question earlier. What type of divide do you fall? Are you part of those people who are excited whenever your in-laws come around or whenever you hear their names? Or are you the one who gets frightened anytime you hear your in-laws' name? And why do we get frightened? Why do we have stories? Why do we have cases of in-laws beating up their brothers' wives, taking their brothers' wives' properties, you know, bullying them? Why do we have this happening? And if you have your
culture, that is epic.
Absolutely. Is it culture promoting it or what have you? Or is it just a society? Or is it just peculiar to a certain kind of family members? So please, I would like for you to share us, or we would like for you to share your experience with us, and why we also highlight the roles of in-laws and what exactly it means to be an in-law.
Beautiful, well said, well laid the foundation. So we're ready to talk. Well, let me rush to Facebook now.
All right.
And find out some of the comments that have come in earlier, and just give a shout out. If you're not viewing us on Facebook, you are I don't know what to say, but guys, you can find us at Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and on YouTube. Drop your comments there. We check on YouTube. We check on Facebook. And at YK Bolaji Aremu said, what's up, Lagos? Adenigbagbe Adetola says, hello, Lagos. Well, I'm taking that. Abdiganiyu Jimo say, happy new week, folks. This topic is good. I'm watching live on PH, that's on Port Harcourt in Rivers State. Okay. And another person here, this is Etoluwashen, who said, I want to be like Mr. Col. You want to be like me? Okay. So Etoluwashen Ajayi said, help me wish my mom happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Ajayi. So shout out
happy
to
happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Ajayi.
Your son, Oluwasegun Ajayi, saying happy Mother's Day. YK Bolaji Aremu say, wow, awesome. Just accept it. That flower is very expensive.
Okay. Expensive.
Yes,
flower.
Accept it.
Thank you.
He said, you guys rock, man. Tunde Akinkume cannot hold his excitement. He's just, rolling on the floor and laughing. And YK comes back. Harry Agu say, Collins, Chai! He now walked away. Chai what? Chai, you say I gave free.
You see, better. Some shows that some men did not even wish, forgot to wish their wives, Benjamin, the mother of their children, a happy Mother's Day.
Benjamin say, grass. Andrea, take it easy. How can you say grass? Oh, well, Ashwadi Awani Oluwadamilari said, Collins is a big fish. You want to insult me? Now, big fish, you want to talk? I know. Now, someone is saying OPG. I know what that means. I won't lie. The best couple on radio. Lovely comments there. We appreciate you. See all of you. Sheriff.
Somebody said that. Set leave, actually. Set leave is what my husband said. That's what the person wrote now. Set leave.
It's not set leave. How do you know? Say Collins. You talk about Joseph. Man, guys, I can't handle this message. They're just pouring in. He said, how many times did I call you, Collins? He called me 3 times, sir. He said, what's up, Lagos? Talk about your friend. He said, Collins, it's so romantic to give the flower. You know, a lot of things coming on. Sam from Ikpori say they...
I think I've seen that message on WhatsApp, and I'm going to read it later.
Okay, great. So let's... Can we go to the calls?
Absolutely. Fantastic. Call us up 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, you want to also share your experience. We're talking the relationship you have with in-laws. We're talking about relationship with in-laws. Call us up 01465-7190.
Absolutely.
Hello.
What's up? Sorry, I can't scream more than that.
Okay. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Speaking with you both. My name is Emeka.
Emeka. Great to have you.
Yes. I am calling presently from, where is this place? Mafoloko.
Mafoloko.
All right, okay. Great.
Yes. Well, the topic you brought up this morning, I think it's an interesting one.
All right.
Because there are issues going on today in our society concerning the mother-in-law thing. Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I'll share my experience.
All right.
I have been married for 6 years now.
Okay.
Yes, 6 years. I got married in 2016. Okay. 15, precisely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So, talking about the side of the divide I fall in, mm-hmm. I think I'll say thank God. I fell into the right part of it.
Mm.
And I'm having a good time with my mother-in-law.
Okay.
Who is presently in my house.
Wow.
And at some point, it was my both mothers, my mother-in-law and my mother, living in my house.
Mm.
And I think it's not just fine. Luck is a part of it.
Okay.
So I got married to the right person, the right family.
Okay.
Secondly, I also played a strong role in it.
Okay.
Because I had the both of them living in my house because both of them were sick.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, I lost my mother last year.
Wow. So sorry about that.
Me, when my mother died, my mother-in-law cried more than I did.
Wow.
The reason is that both of them were best of friends.
Wow.
And how did that happen?
Hmm.
I and my wife and I, we played a huge role in that.
Okay.
Having the both of them living in my house,
okay,
we conditioned them.
Okay.
So it wasn't just a case of, my mother is here, okay, she's here. Oh, my mother-in-law is here, yes, she's here.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they have an issue, we leave them to solve it out. No. I told my mother, this house is my wife's house.
Wow.
Okay.
As much as it is my house, which is your son's house,
okay,
you have to respect my wife.
Hmm.
You have to respect the orders of my house. This is not your house.
Okay.
I played it. I stated it clear.
Very nice.
So it wasn't a case of my mother saying, this is my son's house. No, it's my wife's house. It's my house.
Okay.
So do the things you're supposed to do. Don't do the things you're not supposed to do. If in any way my wife does anything you don't like, don't hesitate to tell me. And the same thing to my wife, of which I didn't even spell that much to her.
Okay.
She knew. And the same thing I said to my mother, my wife said to her own mother. So we condition them, not like condition, like strictly, no, but we have to bring the both of them separately, though.
Okay.
Go to my mother in the presence of my wife. My wife spoke with her mother in the presence of, in my presence. So I think we did a lot. We worked about it. And, it's not just a case of them coming, living the way they want.
Yeah.
I think you should say something to their living there. Otherwise, if they can't stick to it, they can leave.
All right.
Yeah. This is my home now. It's not a case of me not loving my mother. I loved my mother. This is my home. You don't bring anything extra into my home.
That's
fantastic.
Right. Wow.
Fantastic.
I mean, that's... Emeka just kept
thank
me.
Thank you, thank you. I love that. I love that he mentions that he had to tell them that. I mean, he told his mom that this is my wife's house.
Yep.
As much as it's my own house as well, it is not your house. So I'm not going to expect you to come with your rules.
The rules. I say it's my son's house.
This is my son's house. I like that.
Man,
but we wanna. This is like a very peculiar case.
It's peculiar
because, like he said, he wanted exactly. He just mentioned that it might be a place of luck.
Luck, yes.
But he's grateful that he married the right family.
Family, yeah.
So this is a peculiar case, I must say. He had to put. I mean, I'm so specialist because he had your both mothers, your wife's mother and your mother in the same roof, and they were living together happily. It's a
in law versus in law.
That's beautiful. That's all I can say. But you know, that case is just for him. How many mothers, how many families can be like that without having going loggerheads, without trying to claim superiority? We find that mostly coming from the man's family saying, this is my brother's house. We married you.
We married you.
You know.
They just walk in and go to the fridge. If I give you a hand, you know, and just carry
but
whatever.
I like that he had to tell her. This is our home. This is our house. We have rules. And because it's not your house, it's my wife's house, you have to follow the rules. That's beautiful.
Very beautiful. We'll go to the next call. But just a reminder that in some countries, right, it is okay for in-laws to move and live with their, for example, as a man. You know, you can move and live
with your in-laws. Like, for instance, my family house.
Yes, I'm marrying you.
Yeah.
So you are still staying with your parents in your family house.
Okay.
With in-laws, uncles and everyone. Big family house.
Yes.
And it's okay, by law and everything, for me to move in.
And live with
and
me
live
and
with
my,
you
my
and
family
in-laws
house.
I'm just imagining that happening.
in Africa. Oh, my God.
No, I know it does happen
what
in some cases.
What a finish. Harifi.
That's what they would say, but it's not a big deal in the United States.
Would you call it civilization? Would that be part of it?
It's because, I don't know, in-law matter, let's not be deceived to think that it's African. It's not an African thing. I just think that those societies are a bit more liberal. You know, the open-mindedness is on another level.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, that's a place where you can call an in-law. You can tell your in-law directly, you know, in a way that you feel. You can call your in-law by first name and it doesn't mean anything. So, your grandpa comes.
From what I even know, the Yoruba culture, right? If a woman is married into the family, right? And that man has siblings, younger siblings. Your youngest in that home might be... the wife might be older than that youngest in the family.
Yeah.
But by culture, she's supposed to call that youngest auntie.
Yeah, even though, I've seen that many times.
Or brother.
I heard that a number of times in Ibadan. I see one small girl that call her auntie. Why are you calling his auntie?
It's in-law. So if she doesn't go by that, she's disrespecting the home or the family.
So we're talking about in-laws. In-laws, what does it mean to you? Have you had an experience you'd like to share? Guys, if you have an experience, try and keep it as short as possible.
Yeah.
As brief as possible so that we can take as many calls. So let's get back.
Hello. Oh, the call is back. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Lines are jamming. Oh, what's going on? Is someone... All right. Anybody there?
Hello?
Nemo, Nemo.
Okay. 30 seconds left.
Let's get it talk.
That was for your mom, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to your mom.
Honestly, shout out to all the women out there. Yeah.
What does that mean?
He was singing to his mom. Please, I think you should interpret that for the people who don't understand.
Yeah, people listening from Malaysia.
It's just like, Nem, that is my mother. God should bless my mother. To give her progress and so, you know, blessing all truth. Mm. That's the meaning of this song.
Yeah.
Because so it's an old song that has been... That is a great woman that has been taking care of people for like years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
lovely.
Then how we survive in this country? My brother, Nepal, another thing, you know, the tariff where they give people this day.
It's too much, Abi.
In fact, every day this government keep but it's
hello. If I give you left hand.
Where would they vent? But it's true. What?
What's up? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Yes. I want to contribute to the topic, please.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yes. What has baffled me, I personally, my own son has been adjudged for a girl by a pastor. And right from this moment we are talking about, we don't know where they are living. Even the pastor is jacking to the church and all that. Can we call that in-law?
Please, explain.
Explain better. Again. We're confused.
Please,
here.
What's your name, first of all, and then where you're calling from, and then go ahead.
Okay, my name is David.
David.
Okay, so David.
Yes.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. You know, my own son.
Okay.
He's fortunately been married to a girl.
Okay.
By a pastor of a church.
Okay.
Okay.
Satellite arm, precisely.
Okay.
And now, when they did all the what they want to do, they did not consult us. Can that be an in-law or something? You see, because...
Your daughter and the man did not consult you.
They did not consult.
Wow.
You understand me? So we just have to say, okay, well, whatever they want to do, let them do it on our own. We are praying.
Yeah.
You see, everybody has his own side of the story, and the side of my own story too.
Okay.
You know, we are talking about relationship between in-laws and you know, this. So if things are well done the way it's supposed to be done, after us, you know, we are for ourselves.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. So
keep listening.
God bless you too. So what he's trying to say is his daughter, or his son rather, was forcefully married, a pastor forcefully married both of them together.
Okay.
And without consulting, I mean, without doing the whole my family meet your family and things like that.
So he's due process.
No due process. So he's asking, would he call such a person
an in-law? You know, there's an old song, you know, done by these guys, Prince Kumbarga and his crew. You see, it's a born picking with somebody, my brother, no being a marriage. See, it's not marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Come and live with somebody, my sister, no being a marriage. It's an old song, very old song,
okay,
that my dad and granddad used to play.
All right.
So, that's the same question this man is asking.
Such a person, you know, his in-law?
Yeah.
But if you're just tuning and you're wondering what we're talking about today on the show, we're talking relationship with in-laws.
Yep.
And we asked earlier, what side of the divide do you fall? Are you part of those people when you hear in-laws, you get scared, you get frightened? Or are you those, you fall under the category when you hear in-laws, you're excited, you know, you want to go meet them, you want to have family hangouts with them? Or do you have a very terrible experience with in-laws? Apparently, we had a lot of people who have shared their experience about how bad, how terrible, how... you know, frightening the relationship has been. From my mom's perspective, if she's listening right now, I'm sure she would say it has been frightening for her.
Let's get back to the calls.
That's right. Hello.
What's up?
What's up?
Hello.
Hi. What's up? Very well. Who are we talking to?
Yeah, this is Esther.
Hi.
From Lake.
Hi,
oh, Esther.
Esther.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Let's talk.
Hi, Colin. Hi, hey. Andrea. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Great.
Okay, about this in-law thing. First, let me just say about what's the express. When I passed the express just now, I was wondering, I said, where did everyone go to? Where did they go to?
No traffic.
No traffic. Oh, my
wow.
People.
Are you sure it's not Rapture? Oh, are you sure people have not disappeared?
Hope we are not talking to ourselves.
Oh my goodness. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Talking about in-laws, personally,
yeah.
I don't have a problem with in-laws coming around.
Mm-hmm.
But the last visit I had, okay, my dad's my husband's younger brother.
Mm.
I think it was supposed to be like a rehab or something, mm-hmm. because he smokes and he drinks and the rest. So he came to Lagos and it was supposed to be a disciplinary setting,
okay.
and the rest. But I then observed that my husband was trying to like pamper him and do this and do that. I was not really happy because for me, my own cousins that came around, my nephews, my nieces, when they came around, the last time they came around, it was normal discipline. You wake up in the morning, do the normal thing while I do the normal thing. But I just noticed that, you know, sometimes these men, they are very funny. They want to cover up for their own parts and they want to expose. Some men are like that.
Okay.
So now I pinpointed it. I said, come, what's happening? Your brother will not just wake up. It's only boxers. I have a little girl in this house. And then, you know, you sit in the living room with your legs wide open.
Mm.
And I'm seeing some parts of your, you know, those kind of a thing. I really don't like, as in, I don't like it.
Mm.
That's me. I don't like when people are not in a public space. And, I mean, this is not your home. This is our home.
Yeah.
Myself and my husband. So, but for my mother-in-law, she's a very sweet person. She comes around whenever she's around.
Okay.
She adjusts. She will tell you, this is you guys. This is your space. When it comes to my own side, then this is my space.
Yeah.
But I want to, she will respect whatever you cook, she takes. She doesn't use, select, nothing. She's a very sweet person. Besides, I don't have any problem with anybody coming around.
Okay. All right. That means you have a good relationship with your in-laws, and that's good.
But yes,
yeah. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Thank wow.
you. Okay.
I mean, I would.
Okay. Okay.
They are very related.
Oh, my God. You know, people come with their excesses, right?
Yeah.
And they forget the fact that you're not in your house, especially when it's in-laws this time. They know that this is not your house. But you want to come to my house and you want to, you know, throw your legs. You want to
do
go into my pot,
Lee.
Open my pot, take your meat or take my meat or take my food without even asking me. Like, who does that?
Okay. But sometimes it could be that if the father of the house, even though it's your house, you're also exhibiting such habit that going to your wife's pot. I know you have the right, but going there without asking sometimes could be sending a message to those who live with you.
That's right.
Okay, so we need to go on a break in seconds.
Okay.
I think there's a message on Facebook here that it would be nice to read. So what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. Call is, I don't know what you people have done to me. I am now saying hello, 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 hello. I told my sister yesterday, hello, hello.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? I love you both. Andrea, you're looking beautiful with a beautiful smile.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, we'll go on another break. Can we squeeze one more call?
No.
No, we cannot. We'll be back. Okay, even this one, you know how, it's 5 minutes past 11. She just warned me straight off, so don't sing. If you sing, I give you a hand. You see, she's the only one that officially has the right to bully me. Like, she can bully me and it's not illegal. She can bully, she can even lie to me. She don't lie to me before, so.
No,
like,
other
literally.
Person, literally.
I mean.
No other person.
There was an experience I had recently and she just looked at me and said, Collins, no one has the right. He said, no one has a goddamn right to make you, to ever, you know, bully you or hurt
make you,
or make you feel this way.
Amen.
And you know, let's come back to the show.
That's right.
So welcome back. Her name is Andrea Odobi. Take care.
And he's Collins. Take. Cheke.
All right, great. Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for that prestige pause. It was quite lengthy and timing.
Okay. We're still talking about relationship with in-laws.
Uh-huh.
All right, here on Family Talk with the Techers.
That's right.
Tell us if you've had either a terrible experience or not. If you had great experiences with your in-laws, mm-hmm. do share with us. We also said that we're going to highlight the roles of in-laws and what exactly it means to be an in-law, mm-hmm. right? We also want to ask, mm-hmm. are your in-laws treating you well?
Or are you treating your in-laws well? Or how are you treating your in-laws?
That's right.
And how are your in-laws treating you? So let's not add well to it. If we put well, so you'll be like already thinking that you're not treating the person well.
Yeah. So how are you treating your in-laws? And how are your in-laws treating you? I think that's okay.
That's it.
All right. We have a phone lines buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Please move away from your radio or turn it off.
Away from the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are we talking to?
A man calling the female line.
What is going on? Hi, good morning.
Hello, what's up, Lega?
What's up?
Yes.
Cheers to life.
Good morning, Carlin and Andre.
Good morning.
Happy New Week.
Same to you.
You know.
Fine.
Same to you.
Okay, based on the topic level, my in-laws are doing me well, you. Wella.
That's
okay.
Right, that's
and
nice.
That's nice. You're lucky.
I'm from my girl.
Are you treating them nice?
Of course I am. It's not when you treat them nice. You see, this our wife is doing well. We're going to be talking our money.
It's not always like that.
That's the thing now. Your character will determine how they treat you.
That's not totally correct.
If you go tell them and say you'll be heavyweight champion, then to the guitar, you say them, not die from the days of Jesus Christ, and then you're not taking
I totally understand.
So that's the thing. You just have to create the peace.
Okay. Fantastic. Good to hear that. Thank you so much for calling.
Mm-hmm. But calling so, now don't do me well. Last week, now me cook a goosey soup. And nobody collected my number. Andrea, I even had to send you pictures.
No, you went.
Did you send? Are you the person who's
emergency?
Wait. Now there are two people. Now, were you the person I asked to send me a DM?
Yes.
You were the person.
Goosey soup. Yeah.
Now, somebody called earlier. Oh, my goodness.
No.
Oh, wow.
No, you said someone should get my line. You know, it was two people that cooked the soup that day. One grandma and I.
Hmm.
Grandma was talking of turkey, chicken, and what then you said.
The grandma did not win.
I was the one that made a booking for two that Collins was asking, is Zoo going to take? So nobody took my number. I had to send you a direct message. Even after emergency market, now I go. I'm not nothing.
No way.
I didn't even reply me for Instagram.
Someone to collect your number now.
Please, what's your name on Instagram?
Remember how they find Kevin 10K. And I saw that one coming down.
What's your name?
What's your name on Instagram?
You talk too much, but I give you a hand.
Okay.
Are you laughing?
Okay, my name on Instagram, Official and Kali Couture.
Official.
I can't find it.
Official what?
Kali Couture. Official underscore, Kali Couture.
Kali.
Yeah, I sent you a DM with the soups.
Wow. Okay, I will check.
Yeah.
But right now, I cannot see anything. We'll check.
I'm sure that
or maybe I'll send you a WhatsApp message sending it to you.
All right, that will be fine. Do it now.
Yes. I would have called on Friday.
Thank you so much. Man, it's quite embarrassing when we get that. But, you know, people will call and claim the same thing and then it becomes a problem. Okay. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning. Who's on the line?
My name is Chigos.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Okay.
Let's talk. How are you treating your in-laws and how are your in-laws treating you?
Well, this issue of in-laws, this topic is quite interesting because it was Nigeria Info. Mm. It's the only station. And I normally call and also have their number.
Mm.
Yes, so this issue of in-law thing.
Mm.
When I was too young, I went to my brother in Abba. And that's when Bakassi was operating. And my brother is one of the Bakassi also.
Okay.
So the wife he married, the wife just is a somehow is a nagging woman, sha.
Okay.
Okay.
My brother buy sachet of clean, and that was when sachet of clean was sold in price of 20 naira.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm talking about sachet of clean.
Okay, the detergent, yes. Go ahead.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I collected this half of it. I tried to wash my clothes, just about 3 pieces of clothes.
Okay.
And I took a little to the air, then dropped the rest.
Okay.
The woman got annoyed. She said, "How dare me to touch her property with their husband? Why should I touch a sachet of clean without informing her?" I said, "I just only take small. It's not much." This woman take everything, got my clothes, throw it away.
Hmm.
And when my brother returned from work, I didn't want to mention anything, but my brother looked at my face, discovered that my mood was changed because I am their last born of a boy. So my brother asked me what happened. I explained. He got very angry, and he almost, in fact, pounded his wife because of what she did.
Hmm.
And he said that she didn't know that in future I can become millionaire and solve the problem of everybody. What is the claim that makes her to throw this thing away? And the moment my brother said such a thing, I shed tears.
Mm.
And it's very difficult for me to shed tears, but if that is touching me, which means the person passing is in or her boundary.
Mm.
But today, all of them, they are eating from me. They're asking me, including the wife, and they are laughing.
Wow.
Okay. Thank God for everything.
All right. Thank you so much. So Chigozie just shared with us his experience.
Mm-hmm.
How his in-law, who happened to be his wife, his brother's wife, treated him with sachet of detergent. He wanted to use
it
to
just
have
was small,
bath.
And the wife was.
And the wife threw the whole thing away.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I know that in some cases, right, attitude comes to play, character comes to play. But in most cases, right, it doesn't come from that angle.
Because
I want to say that a lot of in-laws, especially in-laws from the man's part.
Mm-hmm.
They usually have this authority.
Entitlement.
Sense of, exactly. Entitlement, right? We married you, and so we have the right. I think it's a place of that man to standing for the wife and for his household.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just like what Emeka called earlier, that he had to tell his mother that this is my wife's house.
Yep.
You can't come and, you know, be on top of it as if, I mean, have your roles or your what's it called now, in my own house.
That's right.
My mom, her experience, I think to some extent, my dad didn't play a very strong role
in ensuring that
they respected his wife as much as they respect him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like if your in-laws don't respect if your siblings, like I'm talking about the man now, don't respect the wife, right?
In most
cases, her in-laws are not respecting her. In most cases, it is just an indirect show of disrespect to you as the man.
Of course, I mean, it's utter disrespect to you.
Yeah.
So if a man understands that, you I think that would, you protect your woman when it's very necessary and know how to correct her when she goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and also one thing I want to also state here, which I think is a fact, is the fact that in our society, families are at different levels.
Yes.
That's a fact. You know, there are families at different levels. You know, there are families at a level where how they would treat such a matter. I mean, how would you even have issues of, you know, you use detergent, what can you say, I'm on detergent, in some levels of families.
Mm-hmm.
So for that level, for example, whatever level you find yourself, there are principles that guide general, you know, staying, coexisting with people and living with people.
Yeah.
You know, in your place.
Mm-hmm.
You don't touch a person's stuff without asking the person.
That's right.
So that is wrong. And you two do not react because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't react by pushing the person out and that.
Yeah.
But then again, what if it was an accumulation? of other things.
All your excesses.
What if she had it and this last was like, you know.
Mm.
So there are always different sides of the story. But generally, we just have to understand our role as in-laws.
How about cases where you didn't do nothing to them?
Hmm.
You have not done anything wrong to your in-laws. They don't just like you. They don't just like the fact that their brother got married to you. And they're all over the place just to frustrate your marriage.
Hmm. Would you stop from marrying a person you love because
the in-laws are frustrating the marriage? Will you opt out of the marriage because of your in-laws?
So, you know, these are things that happen every day, guys. And sometimes you just can't get enough.
I said my mom told me that if not for us, she would have left the marriage.
Hmm.
This is Leslie from Banana Island, calling from England.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Wow.
Sherry Rice. Oh, my God. Please do call us back.
Wow, listening all the way from England.
how's the Queen?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Please, this is the woman you say should drop her phone number. I've tried and tried and tried because they didn't take it that day.
Okay.
Okay.
Harris Odiaka.
Okay. I think
someone is attending to you already. Thank you.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning. My name is Linda Salami.
Okay.
Oh, welcome. Let's talk.
I want to celebrate all the single mothers in the whole world this morning.
Mm.
Because the single mother, they have doing a lot.
Mm.
It's not easy to become a single mother taking care of your children.
That's right.
Hmm.
So now I'm doing sorry to my doctor.
Okay.
Because the day he gave birth to his son, he told me, Mother, I'm sorry if I've offended you in any way.
Mm.
Because he has experienced that thing.
Mm.
So I said, you have never offended me. Say, Mommy, please, I'm sorry. I don't know, this is how it is.
Okay.
And I want to celebrate my son-in-law.
Okay.
Maru Fowolabi. You see, he's a good in-law to me.
Aww.
At times, he do things, not letting my daughter to know that he has given me something.
Aww.
So I always celebrate him anywhere I am. I'm always proud of him.
That's good.
At first, I don't want him to marry a Yoruba boy.
Mm-hmm.
Because me getting to marry to a Yoruba man, I did not, it didn't go well for me.
For you.
Mm.
Yes. But in other ways, say, Mommy, let me try. This man is a good man.
Mm.
I love him. Now I'm enjoying him.
Aww.
That's why I'm telling him this morning, God will bless him for me anywhere he is.
Aww. Amen. Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
That is why people have been talking of in-law, I say I will celebrate my son-in-law and my daughter.
Wow.
They have done a lot in my life.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. Man, this is the balance.
Hello,
thank you too. Yes.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I never see my soup money since 2 weeks.
Ah. Hey.
Serious. This is serious.
I've dropped my account number 3 times.
What's your name? What's your name?
Linda Salami. Linda Salami. Let me have it today now so that I can put you.
Okay. We'll have it today.
I'm so sorry that you haven't got it. So sorry about that. This is serious.
So embarrassing.
This is serious.
Yeah. But you know, I enjoyed the story.
Yeah.
And there's someone who's doing well as an in-law.
That's right.
There are two key stuff to pick from that story. First of all, she had a bad experience marrying as an Igbo woman, marrying
a Yoruba person. Mm-hmm.
But she was also skeptical about her daughter doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
But now at the end of the day, she's saying that it was the best experience yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the best experience yet. So that means what is sauce for the goose may not always be sauce for the gander.
That's right.
And you know, different strokes for different folks, like they say.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So let's squeeze in the number of calls. as we also wrap up the conversation. We'll have a part two of this tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll focus on... we should let them sing. Okay, good. We'll let them
just
know.
Just a part two.
Just a part two of this. So, yeah. Guys, we get the parts of it. But we also have at half past the hour a power solutions conversation. We have a special guest to join us on that. Weeba would join me at the time. Andrea would probably want to go and have some fun and just leave us in the studio. All right. And we'd have that conversation on how we are fixing the power problems on the African continent, in Nigeria specifically. You all know how what happened to you over the weekend. No light, no fuel. It was a hell of an experience for most Lagosians, like we heard. Andrew, we have someone.
All right. Hello. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Juliet. I'm calling from Isolo.
Hi, Juliet from Isolo. Good to have you.
Thank you very much.
All right. So go ahead. You want to share your experience with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to share my experience. My mother-in-law, she's a very lovely woman.
Okay.
Although when my sister-in-law came along to take the house, she started behaving, going to my or taking things without my permission. Even when I'm cooking, sometimes she doesn't assist me in the kitchen. But after, when the food is already done, I'm going inside to take my shower. She'll just go in there, take all the things I cooked. So it was like terrible experience. My mother-in-law was like complaining, telling her stuff. All of a sudden, she was like, my mother-in-law is supporting me a lot. It's unfair, this, that. The woman suddenly changed. But later on, she came back to me. She apologized. I love her so much. She's a very nice woman.
Shout out to you. Thank you for sharing.
God bless you, man. You're just, if we have more people like that, you know, we'd have a better society. But also don't allow anything that hurts you or steals your joy to stay with you. Okay. You deal with it. And sure. But thank you so.
Thank you for sharing.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Apparently a lot of people are just, you know, being on the other side, that is saying that they've had beautiful experiences with their in-laws.
Let me tell you what I think is going on. You know, when you're bad, there's a point where you realize, and you always come back. If you notice, most people's story always end like this lady's story, where the in-laws will come back and beg. I remember I had I was a family where my family was married to. I had this in-law. The guy who had a lot of fights to the point where we even got physical. I think I was like 17, you know. I punched the bros because he was trying to beat my grandma. I fought him at 17, made sure that he was, you know, I pursued him from his own house, out of his house on the streets. Yeah, guys, bad habit, but it happened because I had to defend the women. Later, many years, he said so many things. You'll never go far. You will do this. I'm going to go to jazz. I'll make sure you die. I'll make sure you... I thought they said this one. But if I give you an... So, but years after, guess what? You know, he came to apologize. He said, well, you know what's going on. So there's always that opportunity. There's always that change of heart.
Yeah, actually. In fact, thank God if you mentioned that. Now, my mom's in-laws are actually calling for peace.
Wow.
They did a whole... If I tell you this story, I'm not going to leave this show today.
So that's why we'll have a part two.
We're going to have a part two and I'll probably ask her permission to share the story. If she does not mind, I would share the story. And trust me, it's going to blow your mind. I said my mom was running mad. I remember we're very young. She carried my brother. She held my sister. I held me. And she was running on the street, holding us, and we're running together. She was screaming that she needs help. Somebody help her. She's going crazy. You know, it was that terrible. Up to now, like it's. I don't know. She's traumatized by it. That's all I can say.
Maybe we'll probably even invite her to come.
If she does not mind, her story.
That's it for the family talk for today, really.
Right.
And we'll have a part two of this tomorrow. Another thing to talk about. Congratulations to the Grammy winners. Power Solutions coming up shortly.
Yeah.
Andrea,
yeah.
You have been phenomenal as always.
Thank you so much. So this is the part where I step up or step aside for Power Solutions. Thank you, Lagos.
Thank you, Lagos.
I'll take you to Lagos.